Okay, let's. I think I got everything.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, just don't move your mic so you make all that chatter noise. Okay, so I got to start here and then I go to it. Okay, here we go. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Oh, Eddie, take that off. All right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
And I'm Steve. And Eddie, here we are again.
Eddie's coming in with that real delay.
Am I really? Eddie,
is your stuff okay over there?
As far as I know, my internet may be slow, but I don't know.
Eddie's lips aren't matching this word. So if you're viewing, everything's normal, hey. Folks.
Everything's good. All right, all
Everything's
right.
Everything's A-okay.
So Eddie's heart monitor was on right now?
Yeah.
I'm going to hear some... That must be me. Okay. Sorry. It's a bad feed.
Eddie's clearing his throat.
Okay.
That came in loud and clear.
Eddie, you doing okay? You're not sick today?
A little bit.
Damn, still sick?
He just got a frog in his throat. Sick.
Take Show some medicine, Eddie. Take some medicine.
The show must go on.
So much going on.
Eddie takes the tequila and lime.
I'll drink that later.
What's stopping you now, Eddie? What's stopping you now?
I want to have all my senses while I'm doing the show.
All his faculty together.
Okay, so we were talking about something before we started the live show. It's about Disneyland.
Get ready for Steve bitching.
No, I just wanted some what do you call it? Some info. And you both
happiest
are,
place on earth.
You both are Disneyland people, so
especially when Steve's not there, it's very happy.
I figured I'd ask you guys. So okay, for the minimum annual pass, what are we looking at for the minimum one?
$500.
Around. Is it 500?
500. Yes.
That's the bare minimum.
That is the lowest of the low.
And is there a lot of blackout dates, or is it pretty good?
About the blackout.
There's quite a bit of blackout dates.
Is it the
you can only go on Mondays.
Okay. Whoa. Really?
Mondays with with an even number, okay? So
a
2, 4, 6, 12.
Wow, I didn't know that. Okay.
And only after 5 o'clock.
Okay, back in the day, there used to be $100. There used to be $100 pass. I think it was $100, $99. Is this is that compared? I think this was in 2000 and I want to say 2003, 2002, 2003. There was
1962.
No, it was like in 2003.
I remember when the passes were $99.
Yeah, is that this version of it, the $500 one?
Probably. Yes, except the one that was $100 didn't have any blackout dates. I think it did. No, it did, but not.
It did.
But
it
you
had,
could go
it
like
had some.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the bigger pass? I know there's stages, right?
The gold pass?
Whatever. Yeah, gold, no gold, the pass. Royalty, whatever.
Inspired. What is
the top of the line?
The top of the line pass for Disneyland annual pass. How much are we talking about?
Aspire. $1,500? $1,600?
Probably that's right.
$1,500 for a year pass for Disneyland, and you get the perks and all that good stuff.
Nope.
You get like a discount?
Some discounts.
For merchandise?
Yeah.
I think, you get 20%, I think.
And parking? You get parking, I hope?
No, parking is separate.
With Inspire, yes. With all the others, you get a discount.
No.
But it's not free.
Oh, boy. Okay. Now, let's jump to day passing. If you want to go for the day, say you don't want to spend that much money for a year pass, you don't go a lot, so you just want to go one time a year, and you want to buy a pass. Now, do they come hopper automatic, or do they come
you gotta upgrade.
It's an add-on.
It's about $65 more on top of whatever the ticket price is.
So if I want to go to the regular Disneyland, the old school Disneyland, I can just get a ticket just for that, and I don't want to go to the other one?
Yes.
Yes.
But if I want to go to the other one, too, it adds on some money.
$65.
And how much is it to go just to the first one?
Depends on what day you want to go, because there are tiers.
Okay, give me the... Base? You don't have to look. Just give me an example of a cheap...
About $200.
God relax, Eddie.
Damn.
Don't scare him. If you go when it's tier zero, which means nobody's... It's a really off season. It's $96.
Okay. Where's Eddie getting this $290? What the hell is that?
Eddie takes his girl, you know, on Saturday, so he has to shut on a lot.
Damn, what do you go get to see Walt's Ice Cube or what?
you stay at Walt's house.
Okay, so between $90 and what? $100 and $150? As an estimation.
Probably a little bit more than that.
Okay, let's just get to the chase. How much for a hopper? Just a basic hopper for...
It depends what day you want to go.
Oh, my God. Disneyland is getting out of control.
It's called in-demand pricing. And they're doing it everywhere.
So what they're saying, basically...
See if you go on a Wednesday. Let's say you went on a Wednesday. How much
They charge you a lot when they know people are available to go. Pretty much, right?
Well, when people are going to want to go.
So when there's nobody that can make it, then it's cheaper. Like if there's no holidays, there's no specials, there's no spring breaks.
It's the middle of the week.
Then you get a discount. But if they know the kids are on spring break or there's Christmas, they're going to charge up the Wazumi.
Yeah, because there's more demand.
Oh, boy. Poor kids.
Yeah.
Poor kids.
Well, kids have parents who work hard. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. I should say poor parents.
So if you go and take a date, you spend anywhere from
let's just
$200 and $500.
If you wanted to go today, just one park, you just want to go to Disneyland, you pay $104. If you want to go tomorrow, you're going to pay $154. And if you want to go on Saturday, you're going to pay $169.
Yeah. Just because I want to go on the weekend.
Yeah, because more people are going to want to go on the weekend. Sorry.
Okay. So what Disneyland does is when they know when most people want to go, that's when they get you.
It's not just Disneyland. Try to go to a baseball game, you know.
I'm talking Disney.
I'm talking everybody.
Well, it's not everybody.
It's almost demand.
Go see a movie. I mean, if you want to go 8 o'clock on a Saturday, you're going to pay more for that ticket. If you want to go on 2 o'clock,
I can go Saturday for a matinee. It's going to be the same price as a Thursday matinee. Maybe, but I just got to go early.
Yeah, no, maybe nobody would want to go when everybody wants to go.
No, I want to go when nobody's there.
Okay, you still have to make a reservation.
I'm just saying. Goodbye. Okay, so if I go to Disneyland today, I'll pay $104. But if I go tomorrow.
$154.
So I got to work an extra day. Well, what do I got to work? A few hours just to get that extra $54 bucks?
Yeah, we'll work a couple hours.
Oh, gosh.
Go in, work half a shift today, and then you're ready to go tomorrow.
that's not even counting the hopper.
And don't plan on eating.
So how much if I want to go to both parks tomorrow?
Probably $209.
Ooh-wee.
That doesn't include...
Good job, Disney. You're keeping the riffraff like Steve out.
Fuck it. Go to Whittier Narrows Carnival a lot cheaper. What the hell is that?
Yeah, you enjoy those carny rides.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, I didn't even know what that is.
With the drunk Richard. He's probably operating the swings.
Whittier Narrows? Isn't that a stream?
I think that's a park.
Oh, my gosh.
Whittier Narrows Park.
Oh, Eddie, we need to fix that. Is that the mic or is that his internet or whatever?
I think that's internet.
Okay, we're not done with this Disneyland thing. We're gonna get back to this, but our guest is waiting, Eddie. And Eddie, I think I actually did I share a TikTok with you to know who our guest is gonna be today, right?
Did you? I haven't checked my TikTok.
Yeah, Eddie, I shared it with you. See, today? Eddie isn't a social media guy, but he's on TikTok, so I try to share things with you to see who our guest is going to be so you can check them out and stuff. I figured Eddie, I got him now. Now he can see our guest in advance. I guess he doesn't know how to use it. He just looks at those girls that bounce around with the boobs.
Eddie's only interested in certain videos. I think he has all his filters on.
Yeah, anybody just, wants to send him something that's...
Just big booby girls, and that's it. So you gotta put in the right hashtag there, Steve.
I just sent it straight to him. I just, you know how when it says you want to share to friends, your friends?
Kim Beverly.
No,
Eddie. Okay, listen.
To our good listeners and viewers that do not listen to Eddie, we are not advertising Kim Beverly today.
I don't check my
false
information?
False information. No, we're having a musical guest today, Eddie. His name's John Countryman.
You know, you probably sent him that video, and he was watching his girls, and he just, ignore.
I don't know. We got to fix this.
Probably have to unblock.
I'm just going to send it through text message, Eddie, so you can know what's going on, and I'll just let you look it up. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay, let's bring him out. Let's see here. Mr. John Countryman. Hello, John.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Fine.
Good morning.
Eddie, do you remember John Countryman? I gotta put Eddie on the spot here.
Do I remember him?
Yes.
I've never met him before. How can I remember him?
Well, he's kind of been on our show, Eddie.
Really?
Well, yeah, he's been on our show. You remember Jay Rin?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, remember when she did our Christmas
show? Oh, that was him.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I like how... See, Eddie's too much sometimes. And John, Eddie's got a lot going on. He's got this new Jaguar, right? And he's all into that right now. So, you know, he's just not in the right mind these days. You know what I'm talking about?
Talking about cougars on TikTok or something like that, right?
Yeah, that too.
Okay.
I actually sent him, I made a couple of TikToks with your promos, and I sent it to him, but I don't think he really knows how to work TikTok right. He just looks for those cougars, like you say, bouncing around with the little tops, and I send them all the time, and he doesn't open them.
I'm not a social media guy, John.
Yeah, I'm gonna send John your TikTok, and you can see he's got two videos only on his thing, and it's girls with big boobs. That's all there is. Oh my gosh, can you hear us okay, John?
I sure can. Am I coming through all right myself?
Yeah, you are.
John's just speechless about Eddie's
Just
Eddie, basically. I'm speechless.
Just Eddie. John, okay, so how you doing, John? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the M25 show.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, thanks.
Yes, why don't you... first of all, I'm excited because I've checked out some of your stuff and I saw... I take it you're a Jerry Lee Lewis fan?
Big time. Yeah, I basically that's kind of how I learned how to play. My mom was a piano teacher and she was a big Elvis fan. And as I was kind of like, you know, I've been sitting at the piano since I was a little baby, but she showed me like a little something or other, and that kind of really opened up the doors for me. And I really just spent a lot of time in high school. We didn't have like Xbox or PlayStation or anything like that. So it was just spent hours in the music room playing the piano, getting all that teen angst out.
That's cool. I noticed that, and I'm a big Jerry Lee Lewis fan. I'm a Rolling Stone fan and a Jerry Lee Lewis fan. And I saw something about did you jam with the Million Dollar Quartet tour?
That was my job. I started the tour about 2013, and I was pretty much doing that consistently up until the pandemic started. The last show I was doing was in Branson, Missouri, and they closed in December of 2019. So I was like, I don't know what the next gig is going to be. But then, of course, you know, lo and behold, kind of the world got put on hold for a little bit. But yeah, that was the bread and butter for a while. That's what I did. I look more like Greg Allman than Jerry Lee now, but I love that boogie, man.
Were you Jerry Lee in the thing?
Yeah, so the show was cool because it was technically a Broadway musical, but what was fun about it is that everybody on stage we were all playing our own instruments, so we were basically like a band with lines, and so that was a lot of fun to get around like-minded people that like had a love for the music, and especially when I was in Branson, I was there for a couple of years, and you know, you get a good group of guys together and you really lock in. It's just like a real joy to play that kind of music together with folks that understand it.
Wow. I didn't know that. You know, Alberto, I was seeing this video and I saw the Million Dollar Quartet thing, and he said he was jamming with them. And I was like, I was looking for him on there. I didn't even know that was you at the piano. I thought you were the dude playing guitar with the hat on. And I was like, but that was you. I saw this thing twice. The first time I went to Vegas and I saw it and I was like, oh my God, this thing is awesome. And then when it came around, I saw it in La Mirada Performing Arts.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was different people, but same story.
La Mirada that you saw that. That might have been me. I was out there in like 2018 doing a couple different, I was like in Redondo Beach was where we played one of them, and I can't remember the other performing arts center that we played at. Wow. But I was out there, you know, so that's the funny thing is like when I started, there was a couple like flagship productions of the show, and then eventually they ended up opening up the rights. So then different theater companies were doing it all over the country. So I would have like my home base production, and then I would go out and do one for like, I don't know, 8 or 9 weeks somewhere. So I mean, it's taken me all over the country. It's been great.
That is so cool. I didn't know, Eddie. I'm going to get you here to get some questions for John, but I didn't know that was him playing Jerry Lee Lewis. That's my dude right there, and I didn't even know.
Balls of Fire.
Yes, I was like, that's cool, man. That is, I just learned something right now because I was investigating you, trying to get some info on you and stuff, and sure. I didn't know. I just thought you were in there somewhere just jamming in the background or something, and I didn't know that was you actually at the piano.
Yeah, they had my short hair and I was all permed up.
Yeah, I didn't even recognize him, Eddie. I was like, where's John? Because the title says Jamming with the Million Dollar Quartet, and I didn't see him. I was like, where is he at? Is he the dude? Who is the dude with the baseball cap?
Oh, that's my good friend Brad Waters. He was playing Carl Perkins in the show.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, Brad lives down in Harrison, Arkansas, and he's a fine player and just a fine gentleman, so...
This is really cool. Okay, John, I know you have your own music, too. But Eddie, because John is going to play us a Jerry Lee tune, and then he's going to play us some of his original stuff. But Eddie, you got any questions before he? Oh, so much! I didn't. I'm mesmerized now. This is cool. I like this. Go ahead, Eddie.
So, how did you and Jamin get together? And then, do you write your own music?
Yeah, I just met her in town, and I do. I write my own music. Actually, I've got my album right here that it's printed on these CDs, and it's not released on the internet yet, but it's 10 tracks of original songs that I wrote and recorded during the pandemic that this year I'm going to start releasing singles and trying to release the whole album here eventually. I actually just had a photo shoot in here yesterday. It's kind of like a little discombobulated, but just trying to put some stuff together, rub some sticks together, you know.
Are you still in Nashville?
Yeah, still in Nashville.
Okay.
Nashville, very cool. I hate to get off this. You're not doing no more Million Dollar Quartet stuff, or
not lately? You know, it's kind of funny when you do something like that for, I mean, almost solid for 7-8 years. I mean, 7 years almost. You know, wow. And it's kind of funny because you start to feel like you're in Groundhog Day a little bit. You know, because you're going in and you're doing the same show, and for the most part, I mean, you know, you can kind of play within the margins more or less, but still have lines, you still have blocking. The show's mm-hmm. going to run about 90 minutes, give or take, you know, and it's sort of like, so it was very fulfilling, and it definitely gave me an opportunity to travel and play the music that I love. But it's also, sometimes it's nice to move on and try. Like I said, I got original music that some of it is kind of in that style, and some of it is just like other things that I like as well. And I actually have a show here in Nashville on Saturday at the OG Basement with a new band that, I recorded with them in Muscle Shoals last year at Fame Studio, which was incredible to do, to work with those guys in such a historic place. And so we've got my first show with them in town, actually. So it's just been a busy week of photo shoots and rehearsals and just doing the whole nine.
Very cool. Very cool. Alberto, have you seen the play Million Dollar Quartet?
I've just heard of it. Haven't seen it.
Well, we have somebody on that's been in the play. I think that's cool. I'm usually aware of a lot of things, and I didn't know that was you. It's on his own post, and I was like, I was looking for you, and I was like, where is he at? And he was the main guy.
I'm aesthetic a little bit, you know. I've grown my hair out and just become an awful hippie here, you know.
All right. Well, we're gonna get to your original music. But do you want to do some Jerry Lee for us? And that would be awesome.
Dude, well, I think Great Balls of Fire might just spit the mood here.
Let's do it.
Great Balls of Fire.
Let's John Countryman doing some Jerry Lee Lewis for us.
That's right.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much loving drives a man insane. You broke my wheel. Oh, what a thrill. It's a gracious brick ball to fire. Well, I love, I thought it was fun. You came along and grew me, honey. I changed my mind. This little was fine. Gracious great balls of fire. Well, kiss me, baby. Oh, it feels good. Hold me, baby. I want to love you like a lover should. Those are fine, so kind. I'm going to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I treat my nails and I treat my thumb. I'm getting up and go to show best fun. Come on, baby. You're driving me crazy. Let's say the good. So gracious, great balls of fire.
Great balls of fire, John Countryman. Very cool.
Reminds me of Top Gun. Yeah, exactly. The scene in Top Gun, huh?
That's right. Man. Very cool, John. I dig it. I dig it. Okay, well, let's get to you and your original music. You have a CD out. How can people get that?
Well, I think the best way right now is if you want to get a hold of the CD, is find me on Instagram. It's John Countryman Music, and then the number one. You send me a message, and you know, we'll figure out some kind of Venmo. I'll ship it out to you, however, you know.
So Instagram is the best way to private message you on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm putting together a website and stuff like that. That's kind of why I had that photo shoot yesterday, to try to put some stuff together just to finish fleshing out the website and get all of the things lined up. But I have CDs in my house, and the post office is just a walk away. So, you know, the CD is in your hands.
And it's John_Countryman_1?
Just John Countryman Music 1.
Oh, John. Okay, so one more time.
Just John Countryman Music, and then the number one.
Okay, John Countryman Music 1. Search that on Instagram, and you can message him privately if you would like to buy his CD, and he'll get it to you as quick as he can. That's awesome.
What is
the CD called? I'm sorry, can you tell us again?
Yeah, it's kind of funny because so all these songs, I wrote a lot of these while I was out in Branson, and it's sort of a smattering of different styles of country music. It's, you know, it's an eclectic genre. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of different things. So there's some rockabilly, there's some kind of like 90s, some kind of like outlaw country, even some more like Western swing kind of stuff. So when I was trying to come up with the title, I thought, well, I had a eureka moment. I just said, it's country, man. And I figured that works. It's my name. It's the music. And it's easy to remember. So, but yes, it's country, man.
Country, man.
It's country, man.
It's country, man.
Oh, it's country, man. Okay, very cool. Let me pull up, Eddie.
It's country.
It's country, man, Eddie. You writing that down, Eddie?
Yeah.
We got to get us a copy, Eddie. We got to just.
It's country, man.
Country, man.
Now, do you dabble in country music, John?
Yeah, you might say so.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Eddie. I love all that. One of the cool things about D3 is he did a lot of rock and roll. He's known for like the Great Balls of Fire stuff, but he had a huge country career. And a lot of, even his first song that he recorded was a Ray Price song. So it's like the love of country music runs deep, and there's a lot to pull from that. So I do. I love all kinds of country music.
How far are you from the Grand Ole Opry?
Oh, probably about 15, 20 minutes, something like that. You know,
oh, wow.
Jump on the expressway or whatever.
It's on my bucket list, Steve.
Is it?
Yeah.
Eddie, well, maybe if you go, you can see John playing up there.
At the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, soon enough.
Is your new CD, is it all original music?
all original music. And my friend and roommate Kit helped me record this kind of during the pandemic. We moved here about a year and a half ago, but during that time, couldn't get together with anybody. So we were recording a lot of this stuff remotely. So it was kind of an interesting exercise of like creating a song and trying to put the framework together and then finding people to play. I was finding people all over the country to fill in different tracks, you know. But what's fun is that due to those kind of limitations, I ended up playing like the piano and all the guitar parts and singing and everything. And then we shopped out like the rhythm section stuff. But most, I'd say about 75% of the stuff that you're going to hear on the album is me playing it.
Oh,
which,
really?
You know, you don't do that when you're playing live, which, I mean, sometimes you would, I mean, it's preferable, I would say, to play live. But in a pinch, you know what? I'm just going to sit there and figure it out on the guitar or whatever it is I need to do to get it done.
Very, very cool.
How hard is that, John, to switch from a guitar to a, say, a keyboard or a piano?
Well, starting on the piano, you know, what I found is that, like, knowing the songs and kind of like learning, like, you know, the chords, you know, how to like play in time, stuff like that. The thing I like about the guitar is it's, you can express a little bit differently, you know, because it's more of like a, you can play it melodically and play like lines and solos, like guitar solos, things like that. But you can also play it rhythmically, you know, do like, but with the piano, you know, it's also, you can do all of those things as well. So for me, it's fun because it means I can lay down like a rhythm track on the piano and then I can play some leads on guitar or vice versa. And, you know, you can compliment yourself. So it's fun. I bought a looper pedal actually that was featured in that bluegrass video that you guys posted for the promo. And what was fun about that is like I chopped the rhythm on the guitar and then I played the lead over it. So, you know, you can have all kinds of fun doing that on the piano and guitar, XYZ. I love it. I get to, it's kind of like speaking, you know, I get to talk in a different way in a language that I love.
The language of music, okay.
Right?
Alberto, you got a question for John Countryman?
Nope, Eddie's covered everything.
Eddie's covered everything. That's always good to know. Eddie,
tell about me. That's right.
Eddie, John's got that new CD, and you got to play a song off your new CD for us so we could promote that for you.
Sure.
It was very cool you played that Jerry for us, but you're here to sell this new CD, so if you want to play a song off that.
Yeah, I'll play. This is the first song off the CD. It's called Carolina Bound. I wrote this while I was driving back home from North Carolina. Ironically, I was living in Maryland, but kind of started off as a bluegrass song and turned into this fun, like, New Orleans thing once I put it on the piano. So sometimes I'll write on the guitar, put it on the piano. It's like the takes a different shape, but let's see what happens here.
Yes, I'm a head home.
in a Carolina bound.
Cool, John. Awesome. We got, while you were playing, we got a comment from somebody. Eddie, you want to read it? Or Alberto, does Eddie have the means to read comments?
I don't think so. But Jay Ren is in the comments. Says, John's new album is one of my favorites in my collection. Incredible songwriter right here. So cool to see him on the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes, Jay Ren. I think that's how we met John. So, when you see Jay, tell her that thank you for introducing us to you and you being on our show. Very cool. I love your music. I love your piano playing, guitar.
Yep, Steve's freezing up.
Because I'd like to get it. What happened?
You're kind of freezing up there, Steve.
Oh, you see, it's
John's music made you emotional.
Yes, I got emotional, John, from your music. That's why I'm freezing. I'm So everybody can go to your Instagram and that Eddie, tell everybody John's Instagram.
It's John Countryman Music One.
John right. Countryman Music One. Search mm-hmm. that on Instagram.
On Instagram.
And follow him first of all, and then message him to buy his new CD. I'm sure it's awesome.
It's Countryman.
Eddie, you're gonna have to get the CD too.
Countryman.
We'll put it right here with I'll put with the music that I buy from the musicians that I love. So you'll be right up here with them, John.
Thanks.
Let me see here. Let me blow you up here. Now, you want to tell everybody one more time? I know you got something coming up this weekend. Do you have anything after that that you want to throw out there? Or you just want to focus on this weekend?
Well, this weekend's that's the burning light of the my journey for this week has been I'm doing a lot of stuff, but yeah, it's going to be OG Basement in Nashville about 9:00. I'm playing with the Highway Natives, really great group of guys, and it's my first show playing with them. I'm super excited about it, so it'll be fun, kind of doing like a southern rock kind of thing, and they write really great original tunes, and I've been putting some time in learning those, and it's going to be waiting for that the big payoff, the reward of all that hard work spent, is getting that time on stage.
The Highway Natives.
The Highway Natives.
Do these gentlemen, do they have a page that people can go check out?
Yep, it's just on Instagram, Highway Natives.
The Highway Natives. And they're already a band. Are you just, are you going to maybe be part of them? Or are you just being a special guest? Or how's this working?
I think that's what it's kind of been. It's been a long time in the works here, because I went and recorded. I met the one guy, Brandon, who's one of the singers and writers for the group, at the Apple Store. He was working there, and we hit it off, and I went and jammed with them and saw one of their shows, and then I ended up moving around a lot this last year, but in all of that, I was able to make it down to Muscle Shoals to do that recording session with them. And then, so now that I'm finally, landed back in Nashville, we've set the show up, and it seems like it's probably going to be something that I'll be collaborating with them for a while. You know, when you find nice, cool. You like the music, it's kind of hard not to want to do that.
Yeah, very cool, very cool. I also want to say is when we had you on our Christmas show, I actually the songs that you guys did together is we saved and we have on our show archive, which is probably something we will play during the holidays now because it was so good. Sure. You and Jay Ren did. And beautiful, Eddie. You remember the two? You actually played a Christmas song, and then I believe it was an original of hers, correct? Mm. But the Christmas song is something that we'll probably play during the holidays every year because it was such a good performance by you two. So I just want to let you know that we saved that.
That was fun to do it. It's nice to meet you guys. I'm glad you had me back on the show.
Yes, I told you we're gonna get you. So it, you know, we didn't get you right away because we're still getting the new year together. And we had you on the list. So, and I'm glad we did. And I'm gonna go back. I'm going to look at your page again because there's some things that I missed now that I know that that's you sitting on the piano as Jerry Lee. And as far as your CD, I'm going to get a hold of you and we're going to post on our pages how to get a hold of you and promote your CD. If you could send actually through however we communicate, send me a picture of your CD so I can post that up and we'll try our best to promote that thing for you.
That sounds great. Well, thanks, guys.
Before we get out of here, do you have any shout outs to anybody or?
You know, shout out to the Highway Natives for involving me in their project and, you know, and shout out to you guys for having me on. I appreciate it a lot.
Yes. Let me pull up Eddie here. Eddie, got anything to say before John Lee? Yeah.
I hope you have a great show and continued success.
Okay. Hey, John, as you can see, Eddie likes those kung fu movies. See, his lips were not moving to the his lips weren't moving to his words.
That's all right.
I guess my internet's slow today. Must be the weather out here.
Eddie's like what are those puppets that people hold in their hand and they ventriloquist or
ventriloquist, yeah.
That's what he's just messing with you, John. Don't believe anything Eddie says. He's just messing with you. But anyway, John Countryman, everybody go check him out on Instagram. John Countryman Music One.
That's right.
And go follow him on Instagram and go buy his new CD. All you got to do is message him, talk to him, and find out how you can order his CD. And I'm sure he'll get it to you as fast as he can because that's what we're going to do. We love your music, John. You're a friend of our show now. And anytime you got anything to promote, just send us a message and we'll do the best we can over here.
Well, I appreciate that a lot, guys. Thanks for having me on again. Hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your morning.
All right. You keep rocking and rolling.
Always.
Okay, John, you take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye now.
All right. Take it easy. That was John Countryman. Very cool. Eddie, I did not know this. You know how I always do my homework and before a guest comes on, and I did not know. Oh, John, my friend, you're going to have to let yourself out. We don't boot people out. Oh, okay, hey, John, wait a minute. John, wait. Before you leave, can you do me?
Yeah, enough.
Hey, John, before you leave, can you just do an intro of Crazy Arms for me?
Yeah.
And I'll try not to cry.
Yes. You guys have a great one.
All right, thank you, John. Oh, my goodness. Take it easy. Damn, I didn't know that was him. That was Jerry Lee on that in the play.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, my God. I mean, sounds good. That reminds me of long hair.
Reminds me of the way he plays a piano reminds me like of an old Western bar.
It didn't remind you of Jerry Lee?
Oh, it did, yeah. But, like, you know how you
hear the
piano and, like, an old Western.
Like Eddie walked through the
old Western bar.
The flipper
doors.
Through the,
What
are those John doors Wayne. Called? Suicide doors?
Suicide doors.
What are those doors called? Revolving doors that in the Old West when they walked through Alberto?
I think those are just saloon doors. I mean, they weren't revolving. You just, you know, you push them saloon. And then swinging doors. I don't know.
Either way.
Oh, Eddie.
I like the saloon doors. That sounds about right.
I like the way Eddie's sounding.
Yeah, what is that? Is that that's not the internet, is it?
That's internet.
I don't know.
Is it really? It makes it kind of.
Yeah, it's the internet's cutting out.
Eddie, maybe you need a new wire.
Well, they're working on the on my streets. Like, I don't know if that has anything to do with.
Working. Damn! What is that? Are they doing?
Eddie just blames everyone but himself.
Oh, they're rewiring the.
I'm surprised Eddie didn't blame the earthquake last night.
They're putting cables and stuff in the. I don't know what they're doing.
They're putting cables in the air, like
in the ground. It's
copper.
I don't know what it is. They have like, there's only one lane going down my. If you know how to get to my house,
I sure do.
There's only two lanes, and they, like, you can only go one way, either way. So you can't make a left turn. Like, it's crazy.
Gotcha.
Upgrading.
Well, I hope after it's all done, you're gonna be like you're just sitting right next to me.
Get that files going, huh?
Yes. Okay, so people, that was the John Countryman. Make sure you go check him out on Instagram, John Countryman Music One. Eddie?
Music one. Music number one.
Those are kind of doors.
Saloon doors right there.
Saloon doors.
That's what Eddie was thinking about when John Countryman was playing. He thinks of those doors to walk in and order himself a cold one.
A whiskey?
A whiskey? No, a beer.
What do they say when they come in? Give me a... When they order a whiskey, what do they say? They give me a... They don't say give me a whiskey, do they? Do they say something? Is there another name they ask for? Just give me one? Give me a shot?
Give me a drink.
Give me a drink. And leave the bottle.
Mm-hmm. Leave the bottle, yep.
Mm-hmm. I like how they go in there and they ask, you know, for a little shot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, oh, give me another one. Give me another one. And then they just sit down and they're okay for a minute. Unless they're having a real bad day, they give me a shot and leave the bottle. Leave the bottle and walk away.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Too much. Yeah, man, that was cool. That was very cool. I liked it.
Yeah, it was
so
cool.
Eddie, Disneyland. So I hate to go back to this again, but...
You can't afford it. Don't go.
I did. Who's saying anybody can't afford it? I'm just saying it's interesting how the prices fluctuate. And I guess if you get a pass, it can't fluctuate, right? It's just a one. Do the passes do the same thing? Like if you buy one in the Christmas week, do they hike up the passes?
No, but no. They're not for sale right now, so.
They sold out when they went on sale.
Remember last show? I think Eddie was all upset.
Disneyland sold out of annual passes.
Yes.
Yes.
Holy mackerel!
It's not the old days. They're trying to control the people now. So
they're trying to control the crowd size. I mean,
before the pandemic, yeah. I mean, you could buy it, just show up and buy it. Now they have a limited amount.
That's crazy. Okay, I think I got the info I needed from y'all, so thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you can't afford it, so.
It's not that. Like I said, I don't go to Disneyland because that's not my thing. And to tell you, the last time I went, I think I went with Alberto, or I might have went.
That was my least favorite visit ever.
I might have went to another time, but the prices just got, before that time, I didn't go until those annual passes were $99. And even back then, it was kind of crowded, and I was like, So it took me another 20 years to go back. Then I was like, holy shit, I thought it was crowded then.
Yeah, you still have another 10 more years to go before you forget everything. Yeah,
I'm cool with it. I've seen it, I've been there.
I just heard that they're going to expand, too.
Well, they need to. They need to expand another 100 miles.
They always promise that. I'll see it when it happens.
I heard it went through.
No, they're still working through the city council and sucking up to all the neighbors.
So what are they going to build? Another six parks?
They better build a lot so they can... You know what they do? They should build that sucker so big that there's room for everybody. That's it. Okay. You just got to walk 100 miles, but at least...
Just take over all of Orange County.
Yeah, just rent a little buggy or one of those little riders if you ride around Disneyland.
They have shuttles, Steve.
I'm go-kart? Talking about inside the thing. They have a shuttle inside?
They have a monorail.
No, like, let's say you go inside Disneyland and say they expand it so big, you need to get some kind of transportation to ride around in there.
Nah, you're going to have to walk.
So imagine if you have to walk 30 miles to get to the other side of the park. Damn it.
They're going to put in the people mover again.
Eddie's heart's going to give out.
Well, Eddie, I'm pretty amazed that you and Alberto can get those big passes. That's pretty amazing.
Eddie didn't.
Oh, you didn't get it, Eddie?
No, I couldn't get it. It was sold out.
But didn't you get it like
I had them. I had them before COVID.
Was it the same price or was it cheaper?
Oh, no. I want to say it was like $300.
I don't know. I think
$300.
They were a little bit more expensive during COVID, but there was less. I don't know. It was just a different system. And I think since they weren't limiting sales, they would charge a little bit less. Because what I have, I think I was paying over $1,000. I'm under $1,000 still, but I think next renewal I'll be probably over $1,000 again.
Goodness gracious.
I have no. Hey, if people like Disneyland, that's all good. It's just, if I liked it, I would pay for it. But it's just, it's not my thing. That's all.
I've always went
because people I've been with, whether it was past girlfriends or whatever, wanted to go, and I just, all right, let's go. And
all you did was complain. And then when
I was little, I wanted to go, and I liked it when I was a little kid.
Because your parents are paying for it.
No, because I was a kid, and that's for kids. It's, you know, you go see a mouse, and you still go see a dude or a girl in a big old Mickey Mouse head, and it's cool, you know. I thought it was real. I thought I met a real mouse. Until my dream came crashing down, and I found out there was somebody inside the thing.
You just seen those videos from Vegas with some old guy smoking a cigarette and then pulling down his Minnie Mouse head off.
I like it. I just haven't been able to get the pass.
Why don't you just pay for a day, Eddie?
You get that cheap ticket. You don't get a park hop, but $275 or something dollars, and you get 3 days.
Eddie won't pay for a ticket like that because it's too much money, but he'll pay. How much is the other one? $4,000?
Well, Eddie's trying to.
No, four.
Eddie's trying to impress his side girl, so.
Damn, Eddie's going to buy two passes, one for him and one for. Oh, you're going to buy one for her kids too, right?
Yep.
So that's what? That's already
$16,000? Oh, well.
$16,000. Eddie's going to sell the Jaguar. We're going to have to give him rides again.
Man, they're going to put that Jaguar in Disneyland for a ride.
Eddie has to go down to the loan center and put the car as a collateral.
Oh, my gosh.
The Jaguar ride at Knott's.
Crazy.
We're going to ride Eddie's car on that roller coaster.
Eddie, when it opens up, are you going to get a pass?
I would like to.
If it opens up. Okay.
Just take him down to Universal, Eddie. They'll be fine.
I wonder if the crowd sizes are the same like at Orlando, like in Florida.
I'm sure it is, Eddie.
Because my daughter went to Paris Disneyland, and she says it's like no people.
The Frenchies hate it, so.
Crowd sizes are small.
And they're too busy burning their city, so.
Or Tokyo or Disneyland.
Oh, they're crowded as hell.
Why are you worried about those places, Eddie? You got one.
I'm not worried. I'm just saying that it's not as crowded in France as it is in.
I'm sorry, Eddie and I like to travel, Steve.
Well, then go have at it. If you get one of those $3,000 passes, can you go to Tokyo and get in free?
No, you got to pay there too.
Oh God. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about.
I don't understand. I mean, it's a separate park, separate.
Do you know, resort? Or are you just saying?
I just know. There used to be a pass.
How about Orlando?
There used to be a pass pre-pandemic that you could actually go to Orlando and Disneyland, the U.S. parks.
Yeah, that's what I had understood. But it's not the same price.
Yeah, it's not back anymore. So,
same price or more?
A little bit more.
When you say a little bit, you're talking like $50 or $500. Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad. Yeah. $500. And, I mean, if you travel to Florida, back and forth. $500
more than the most expensive California pass. So, I mean, you were looking at thinking around $2,000.
So $2,000 for that pass where you can get into Anaheim Disneyland and then Florida Disney World.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Man, that's some traveling right there, going from Florida to California. I think
Disney World has like five parks, right?
Four parks.
Is it four? It's four. And then
that Whittier Narrows is starting to sound really good to me about right now. I don't know what the hell that is, but it's sounding pretty good.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those, you know, the traveling carnies. So jump on those rides on your own.
At your own risk.
Yeah.
Hey,
if you get hurt, they're not going to be there tomorrow, okay? There's nobody to sue.
I never even heard of that.
You can go to the local church carnivals.
Yeah, what's that church down on Telegraph?
Oh,
St. Gregory's.
Yeah. Don't they run like a big-time carnival?
Yeah, every year. Everybody prays before you get on their rides.
Every year.
You see some guy oiling the chains on those things.
You got the priest there to give you the last rites when the roller coaster collapsed.
Hey, you guys, what is the weirdest thing you've found in food that you've eaten?
A hair?
Whether you've gone out to eat, whether you've cooked somebody, you went to somebody's house and you're eating, what is the weirdest thing that you found in your food? Hair? Like a long string of hair, Alberto, is that what you said?
That's pretty much it.
Eddie? You ever ate something and you was like, oh god, there's something in there, like,
you know, fish hair, eyes.
Bug,
fish eyes.
No, I'm talking about something. Fish eyes.
That's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, well,
I hope you're eating fish.
Yeah, it was a fish eyes.
He was eating spaghetti.
I'm saying something you shouldn't find in your food that you found and you're like, oh gosh.
A Band-Aid?
Yeah, like a Band-Aid, a piece of string.
Like an eggshell, I guess.
Yeah, well, no. I guess I could say you went to the market and you bought some yogurt and there was a
A condom?
There was a zip tie in there. No, not a condom. Oh, Lord. What would you do, Eddie, if you found a condom in your yogurt? And would you take it back to the manager? You throw it away?
Throw it away.
Yeah. You just move on with your life?
Eddie, you get one of those big tubs, like the family pack, and you have to dig all the way to the bottom. Not a yolk plate.
He eats the whole thing, and he finds the rubber.
He gets all the way to the bottom.
Then throw it away.
Would you go back to the store?
Maybe, yeah. Would they believe you?
Oh, I don't know. Heavy. What if... I would be worried if that thing was used. That's what I would be. I'd be like, oh man, that's,
It's plain yogurt, so you really can't tell what's inside of it.
Oh. Imagine Eddie eats that whole gallon of yogurt and gets to the bottom, and there's the dirty rubber. And it's a king size rubber, too. Or what do you call it? Extra large?
Magnum.
Magnum. It's got a couple holes in it, too. Got stretched to the limit. So, Eddie, you wouldn't take it back to the grocery mart, huh? I don't know.
Just take it.
There's the chin.
Toss it.
Come on, Eddie.
Just throw it out.
Oh, no. That'd be pretty bad. You have to tell somebody. You gotta speak to the manager.
You go, hey, I found this dirty rubber in the yogurt. He's going to look and go, what was in it?
You know these managers, they're gonna be nice. Okay, so you know about that, but in their head, like, ah, motherfucker, you probably put it in yourself.
I'm still here, guys. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I don't know. So that's all you found, Eddie. Eddie's found an eggshell in his food, and Alberto, you found a hair.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when you find the hair in your food, do you just pull it out and continue to dig in, or do you?
Yeah, I was hungry. Damn it. Fuck.
You don't throw your food away?
I hope they shampooed that morning.
Oh, it's just hair.
I mean, I already hate
that. What do you mean just hair?
Well, I do remember telling the story of the chef who put hair in the food and he was bald.
I know a girl who used to pull it out of her hair on purpose and stick it in the food and then she'd get a free meal.
Oh, God. Eddie, what kind of people are you hanging out with?
One of the old stories, they throw a cockroach on the plate.
Oh. Yeah, but you know what? I know what you say, like, there's a hair and you pull it out, but what if you're, like, say you're eating a hamburger and you start chewing on the hair and you feel something and you pull it out and it keeps pulling and it's all when it's halfway down your throat and you got to pull it out of your throat? Don't you get kind of a little disgusted? Or are you just like, okay, throw it away and start eating?
It wasn't that bad for me, so I found it.
Okay.
I found it before it went down my throat.
Like a cockroach leg or something? Oh.
That's pretty hard to identify. I mean, that could be some seasoning.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I think, like, if you're chewing on a hair, and then you got to pull it out of your mouth, and it's pulling through the food and through your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess I could eat after that. I guess if I'm real hungry.
You're flossing and eating at the same time.
Whose hair is it?
What's worse, if you get it and you take it home, then, I mean, what are you going to do at that point? What are you going to get back in your car and drive back?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like your word against them, huh?
Yeah.
You can use it to floss, Steve.
Oh. Use it to what?
The floss.
Oh, man. Eddie, you just found an eggshell. You never found a hair in your food or nothing like that?
Oh, I found a hair in my food, but I mean, it's no big deal.
Okay, so you're saying hair in the food's no big deal. Okay, let's go this route. What if you found a pube hair in your food? Would that matter to you, or would you be like,
how would you tell the difference?
The story I told.
How can you tell the difference?
Yeah,
from a pubic hair and a straight hair on your head?
What if they were like had curly hair or something?
they have short curly like Eddie, you know. You couldn't tell.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're saying that if somebody had short curly hair on the top of their head, it would look like a pube hair?
It could.
Really? I didn't know that. I thought pube hair was really, like, you could tell if, like, one's laying on the table, you go, hey, man, that's a ball hair. Or that's a female pubic hair.
No, not necessarily.
But it could actually be off somebody's head?
Yeah, somebody's head, somebody's beard, somebody's...
So if I pulled a hair out of somebody that had curly hair and it was short, it would look like a pubic hair?
It could.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, like, even guys, usually, like, hairs here are going to be much shorter than the hairs on top of your head.
Yeah.
You know. I know Steve doesn't get haircuts much, and I think he's frozen again.
No, I'm listening. No, I think pubic hair is more... You can tell. It was made to look different, Eddie. They didn't make it to look like it's on top of your head.
Well, Eddie mooses his, so it's nice and straight.
Oh, I just can't picture somebody that had curly hair that it looks just like the patch on a pubic area. I know curly hair, I get it, but it doesn't look like a bush of pubic hair to me.
What's not? You're not going to find a bush.
Yeah, you're going to find one.
Just a hair. Okay, so you have hair and you slick it back and it's curly. It doesn't look like a big old muff of pubes. It looks like curly hair. When you look down at your private area and you comb it, do you think you could part it down the middle or the side and it looks like a head of hair? Hell no. You can't straighten that stuff out. I don't care how much three flowers. No, Eddie, no. You don't put no three flowers down there.
Okay, get one of those straighteners that girls use. Go down there with it. The clamp.
This might get burned.
I just can't believe you guys are comparing pubic hair to people's hair that's just short and curly.
We're not comparing it. It's just possible to not tell the difference.
So you're telling me if there was a hair that got caught in your food,
mm-hmm.
and there was somebody that had short curly hair, you wouldn't know if that was a pubic hair or the head on their hair? A hair on their head.
Not unless I analyzed it.
Okay, no, so how would you distinct to say this is a pube hair? The big red ball on it, or how would you?
If I knew it was mine.
No, you're eating somebody's food and they dropped a hair in it by mistake.
I really don't think that you're gonna find a pubic hair in your. Oh, I guess not unless they deliberately put it there, but.
No, but you're saying that there's people with short hair that it would look like a pubic. So to say they had short hair and they dropped it in your food.
I'm saying it could. Okay. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference, I don't think.
So if you got a pubic hair in your food, it could be just, you would think it's a head hair.
Yeah.
But it's a ball hair too.
From a beard.
So a beard, my hair goes, it's not pubic, is it? It's just coarse.
Yeah, but like people with beards.
Okay, we better stop. Eddie's getting stressed.
His life alert's going off.
Okay, I don't know. I've always looked at a pubic hair of my own and go, I know what a pube looks like, even a woman's pube, and I can hold it up to somebody's hair and I can tell, hey, this is a ball hair, and this is a head of hair, or this is a vagina pubic hair. And this is a human's head hair. Now, Eddie, I don't know. I never saw somebody that go, the head on their hair looks like pubes. I don't care how curly it is. Like, even if it's an afro-type hair. I guess I got to start looking harder, Eddie.
Yes, we'll never know.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling for you because what if Eddie finds a pubic hair in his food and he's like, oh, no, that's just from some guy's curly hair.
Or a girl's curly hair.
A girl's curly hair. But it's gotta be pretty short, Eddie. A girl's hairs are usually kind of long. If her hair is that pubic-y that long, that's pretty... I would like to see the head on her hair. Girl's hair is usually longer, right?
Usually.
Most of the time. So, if she had curly hair, that's a long pube hair. That's 80s style.
Maybe,
right,
maybe
there,
she
Eddie.
Hasn't shaved there her whole life, so...
Mm-hmm. All right. I hate to be talking about pube hair. Let's move on.
Okay.
I don't know. Would you be okay if it was a pube hair and you knew the girl that, and it was from a hot chick? Would you be okay with it?
Yeah, I would.
You're just a freelancing, loving guy, aren't you, Eddie?
Well, it would make no difference. It's just hair.
Even if it's in the food, huh?
Yeah, well, you wouldn't like it to be, but it's not going to kill you.
Oh, God. Swallow it?
No, you wouldn't swallow it.
Get it out of the way.
Okay, yeah. You've never had a hair in your food, like a long hair in your food, and you had to pull it out of your mouth? I have in my lifetime. Like, you know, I'm chewing it and then I go, what is this? And you can feel it and you start pulling it out. And it's like a long hair, like a chick's hair.
No, I think I've caught it before I stuck it in my mouth. Let's see it.
Okay. Eddie, you're just too good for me, man. You just... You see things before it happens. I've never been like that. I eat it. I eat that stuff, Eddie.
I usually stir my food, or like I don't just dive in without, you know.
Your porridge?
Yeah.
Eddie, examine this food real quick. Eddie has, you know, how the old Keens have the taste testers, make sure there weren't some poison in there. Eddie hires somebody, you know, check for hairs first.
Eddie's the guy that goes to a food place, orders it, and he's all, let me see the head in your hair, and then let me see, can you pull your belt out so I can look down and make sure I know what I'm...
Eddie demands to look at the chef first, you know, take stock of his hair. Tells him, pull down your pants.
Hey, you know how Eddie is famous to go into massage parlors, right? Is there massage parlors that women go to that have these happy endings? Or is it just dudes?
As far as I know, it's just dudes.
I do not know.
Girls don't do that. Like, they don't go to a place and they with the male, or and they, you know, get a massage and they get a happy. Happy ending. It's only men.
I would assume.
Women like to have fun and stuff, don't they?
I'm sure they do. Yes, but I don't know. I've never heard of a woman going to one of those places and. At least I've never heard of it. It could be. It's possible, I guess.
Not those places, because we know those places because there's girls there, right, that do that. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure there's massage places for that men do it for women, right? Now, I don't know if there's these places like around town, holes in the walls or whatever, but I'm sure there's massage places that women go to that men do it, you know?
But
some of them are
women...
professional where they don't give you happy endings, but... Maybe if he's living on 20 or 50.
Yeah, but I think women tend to go for like an actual massage, like a back massage or neck massage, or
they go for what the title really means, right?
Yeah,
a massage.
Yeah, okay. Not to get them off.
And there's no women out there that would like to adventure something like that.
I'm sure there is.
Where's Alyssa when we need a question asked? This woman questions.
Yeah, we promised she would be here.
Yeah, she was going to come, but she's a little under the weather.
She's got her own problems.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. I forget that Alberto does a pre-show that records, and I was kind of insinuating what I thought it was, and hopefully he takes that out. So.
Yes, I will protect you. Don't worry.
Oh, man. I have to be careful on our own show because we're being recorded.
No shit. This is a podcast.
Yeah, but this pre stuff is it's hard to remember sometimes. I don't know. I just don't know. I think there's got to be massagers out there somewhere that women go to.
You're looking for a new job, Steve?
Yeah, that would be. Imagine being the male masseuse.
How would you give a woman a happy ending?
Use your finger, I guess. I don't know.
find the G spot. You have to go to class for that.
I guess. I don't know if Eddie would use your finger on her or
your tongue.
Yeah, use your mouth. I don't know. Whatever she wants.
I guess that's the male equivalent of what the female does. So
dildo. Yeah.
Except I don't know. You know when, like, what do they put on? Do they put anything on the women when they massage them? Like, do they put oils on them or anything?
Oils, just
fingers.
Oil or cream or lotion.
Oh man, would that be? Is it okay to, like, if let's say you're doing that to the woman, right? And then she's kind of hints at you, like, hey, you know, here's some extra money. Can you, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay, and then you're doing what you're doing, and you start using your mouth, and they got all those oils you used on her.
Get them.
Is it got to be oils that are ingestible, or you just got to take it on the chin?
Just take it on the chin.
Even if you get a tummy ache.
Hopefully, not going back.
Hopefully you get a good tip.
Oh, you're in the corner with the stomach ache. And, man.
You just got to go throw it up and get the next one.
You can throw it up and be ready for the next client.
Use castor oil.
Oh, no. How about baby oil? Can you ingest baby oil?
I assume that's not good to ingest.
Isn't that stuff you put on
girls' butt cheeks? Baby oil?
Make them shiny?
Well, yeah. I think it makes it smooth and it goes
I've seen,
into the
I've seen
skin.
Girls use it to remove makeup.
Baby oil?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they use that to... put baby oil on to lay out and tanning? Was it baby oil
or
something else?
I guess it has many uses because I've seen girls use it to take away their makeup, to take off their makeup anyway, remove makeup.
Baby oil, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
See, you learn new things every day, Eddie.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Ugh.
Baby oil is a slippery liquid that can be dangerous if swallowed due to the potential.
It sure is slippery.
It's a slippery oil. Slippery liquid.
So if you, how much do you have to take to get sick?
I think you'll be okay with the licking. Just don't, like, you know, don't take like a shot glass or something.
Okay, so like if it was you used it as a rubbing compound, it's okay to get a little bit in your mouth.
Yeah, it's not gonna kill you.
Okay, just make sure, Eddie. Writing all this down just in case I ever get into that line of work. You think they would have edible baby oil by now?
Then you got to use maybe like avocado oil or something.
Yeah, but it's got to be something she likes, no?
Well, cream. Well, you're not putting
how about
it in
just
her
water?
Mouth.
Can't you just spray a little water like with a water sprayer? Like, you know, spritzer and
whipped
then.
Cream.
Whipped cream? That'd be
good. No.
Can roll in with some whipped cream and some strawberries.
Some chocolate syrup.
Look at you like, say she's really not there for that kind of massage. Going, what are you doing? Making a dessert champagne. Or what?
Champagne and strawberries. Make girls dance and drop their pants.
Hey, Eddie's running a high-class massage joint.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was wondering if there's places for women to go. To get there's massages that have those happy endings, but we'll never know unless a woman tells us.
Maybe if you had a girl that was really, her libido was really high and she got off, getting a massage.
Oh, what, getting a regular massage?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do if you're the guy giving her a massage? And it's a professional place, right? You don't do that, right? Mm-hmm. You they don't do that there, and you don't do that. You're really doing it And you can see her dripping down her legs and everything, going, oh my god, she's
turned
excited.
On.
What do you do, Eddie? Do you just go about your business, or?
You ask permission, Steve.
Oh, at a place like that? No, I'm just saying. Do you
just lock the door so the boss doesn't come in?
You say, can we meet later?
Oh man.
I do house calls.
Because you figure, like if you're a dude and you go into a place, like, let's say you go to a place, a professional place that isn't this happy ending stuff, right? Mm-hmm. You go for a real massage, like a real massage without that sex stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys get excited, and they could tell, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do? They just act like they don't see it.
I guess you have to be professional.
So if you see a guy,
you go into it with blinders on. Like the horses are in the blinders, just focused on what's in front of you.
So they just—it's just, you know, everyday thing, right? You just when they tell you to flip over or whatever, and you just—it's just swinging around. They just act like it's not there, right?
I guess it's like a kind of gynecologist. Like, you know, it's just another
wiener, huh?
Gynecologist.
They don't strap it down. Can you do? Don't they have like a strap or something, or? They could go, hey, put this on before we get started in case things happen, and you got to put like a strap on.
In case you come at attention?
Yes. Yeah. Like you want to start standing at attention, you got something to hold it back, you know?
I guess. But I'm sure it's they're. Yeah, it's just like a gynecologist, you know, you see 10 patients and it's all the same after a while, I guess.
Well, that's a little different though. You see that and it's different. Like if you saw a guy and you have a big old boner. I mean, guys don't get that. I mean, I guess if they get you know, when you got a cough,
mm-hmm.
where they hold your balls and say, turn your head and cough or whatever. Well, what if you had a woman doctor doing it? And she grabs your balls and says, turn to the left and cough. And you cough and you start getting an erection. I mean, you know, that's different than a gynecologist because, you know, you just see it. I mean, it's not like it's going to grow or nothing, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. Do you just act like you're not excited?
How are you going to do that if it's...
I mean, just act like you say. Just act like it's not there.
Pretend didn't happen.
Okay. Yeah, just say if she says something like, oh wow, just go, oh wow what? Oh wow what? This is how I always am.
Oh wow what?
Oh my goodness.
What you talking about, Willis?
And hey, I saw something on the internet about, you know, when people get waxed. Do they have this new wax, this sugar wax, brown sugar wax or something they use now? It's like a ball. It's like a ball of wax, and I want to say that it was called brown sugar wax or something, and that's what they use now. They just roll it like tortilla dough around that area, and then they just rip it and they use it again over and over again. You guys heard
probably.
About that?
I haven't heard about it, but I'm sure.
Yeah, it's like a little tortilla dough ball. And they just roll it around what I saw was like the private area, and they roll it around.
Mm-hmm.
Then they pull it real fast, and it just pulls it out. But they still use the same ball, the little dough ball, but like a brown sugar ball. I guess you guys never heard of that one.
Nope.
I guess not.
We're not going to those websites you're going to.
It's not one of those websites. I saw it. That's all. Just trying to spread the word.
It's like the cork in the baseball.
Yes, what? Just like looking the baseball, Eddie. Don't accuse me. Don't accuse me, Eddie. Oh, my goodness. Let me see. What else is going on in the world today, guys? Oh, our Super Bowl pool. We have our first Super Bowl pool this year, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think next year we maybe will do it a little bit bigger. I wanted to see how it'd go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been pretty good so far. So, oh, Eddie.
Got any tickets left?
Eddie's getting excited now.
Got any tickets left?
No, it's done. It's all filled.
Squares?
Yes. Tickets?
Square. I meant squares.
Okay. No, we should have asked me before.
I know, but, well, I got mine, so that's enough.
Yeah, I think next year we'll do it, and it turned out pretty good. So next year I think we'll be able to expand it to, because it's more of people that we kind of know. Mm-hmm. So, and I think next year we can expand it to more people, you know. Yeah, our show listeners and stuff like that. I just want to see kind of how it went, and it went really good. It sold in a couple days.
Was that it?
Good to hear.
Oh, sounded like a cougar or something. I was like, shit.
So I'm looking at your brown sugar wax. I'm not sure if it's a ball, but it is kind of like a paste.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe it looks like a ball when they're putting it like on the skin.
Oh, but, let me see.
But people will use it to wax.
Is it brown sugar?
Yeah. Well, they're making it with sugar, so.
Oh, man.
I wonder if you could put that on your face and pull the facial hair up.
That might hurt. Or
it could be. It could be. You know, like that jelly thing that, you know, they say you can like clean your car with it. You just like you can put it into the crevices and pull out stuff. It's kind of the same way. It looks like that's kind of what it is. Not so much a ball.
That's a good question, Alberto. Do you think, like, you know, if you put that wax ball or whatever on your face to pull out the hair, would it hurt as much as if you did it on, like, on your private area, if it's already really short?
On your arms?
It's going to hurt. No, I mean, you're pulling out hair, so.
Yeah. But do you think it would hurt the same or hurt more on the face?
I don't. I'm not sure. I assume I've hurt more down there, so.
Because it hurts down there. We know that.
More sensitive down there, so.
How long does it last once you pull it off?
I don't know.
Yeah, but it seemed like on your face, it seems more. Seems like there's. I don't know. I guess it's the same amount. Like, if you know, in your private area plus on your face. Maybe because it feels shorter on your face and you're trying to rip all that hair out and it's already short. But it's the same thing, right?
Roots and all, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's the whole name of the game, Eddie.
Wonder how long it lasts. Because if it lasts, like, say it lasts 6 months, it'd be worth it.
Yeah. You know what? I wish that I didn't have to shave no more.
Man,
I hate
me too.
Shaving. God, I hate it.
Me too.
I wish I could just... Yeah, like, imagine if you could just get rid of that hair on your face. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have to shave anymore. That would be so nice.
You can laser
it. For people that don't... Yeah, but I don't know what that... Get rid of all of it? I know you'd have to go a lot of times, wouldn't you? Laser hair removal?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of hairs to get rid of on your face.
I think it's expensive, too.
I don't know. I never did that.
I think it's quite costly. Like Disneyland.
It's a lot of hair. It's a lot of little hairs to get zapped.
I think it's expensive, too.
Yeah?
Like Disneyland.
It's like a couple passes or what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, probably one pass, huh? I don't know. Okay, you have a choice, Eddie. You got a strip of wax, okay? The old-fashioned way. You got the sticky wax on a piece of paper. You have three areas you got to put it on, okay? One is on your scrotum. One is in your butt crack. Or one is on the penile area.
Ugh.
You know, sometimes there's hair on the wiener.
Mm-hmm.
So which one would you prefer to have? You have to have one of them.
The butt crack.
Oh, damn, that's a lot of crack. That's a lot of hair, Eddie.
Not if you don't have that much.
Oh, what do you do? You shave yours or what? How do you know? You look back there?
No.
You know what's funny is how do people know if they have a lot of hair in their butt crack? Somebody has to tell them, right, if they see it. I mean, how do you know unless you're going back there and feeling around and seeing if you have hair and a lot of hair back there?
Oh, I mean, don't you usually clean them when you shower?
When you wash, yeah.
Yeah, but I can't feel no hair.
You know how hairy you are. And you don't have any.
Oh, oh shit. Okay. So if there was a lot of hair, you would feel it when you're cleaning in there?
Of course.
Really? Come on, Eddie.
Yeah.
You would feel like what, a lump of hair? How would you feel like you're washing your head on your hair?
No,
feel like
maybe
that?
not a lump, but you I'm sure you know if you have hair on your butt or not.
on your in your crack. I'm talking not your butt cheeks. So you can really feel it. If you're taking a shower and you have like hair, a lot of hair, but in there, you would know just from showering.
Yeah, I would think I know.
I didn't know that.
I'm thinking Steve doesn't clean back there, so
I do, and I don't feel like you make it sound like oh you. What do you do? You just twirl it around, or what the hell do you do with it?
It's like the hair on your head or nothing like that, but it's hair.
So what do you? How do you feel? Like are you like grabbing it and like accidentally sometimes pull like little chunks out, or what? How do you?
No, when you're washing, you can feel it's hair. You can feel the difference between hair and skin.
Wow, I don't know about that. Maybe I don't have any in there because
maybe you don't have any.
Alberto, do you? When you're cleaning yourself, do you feel like wads of hair or like any sand?
But I'll feel some.
Really?
I'm not saying wads. I'm just saying you know.
You're not blocked down there, okay? There's going to be some hairs, okay?
Yeah, but I've never felt it. What does it feel like? Just like
like hair.
Feels like hair.
I've never felt that in my life.
You're not doing a good job down there.
You know I am, but wait a minute. Listen, guys. You're back there. The water's wet, and it's not that much like the top of your head. It's got to be really
you're
light.
You're getting your hands soapy, okay? You're going to go in there and...
Exactly.
You're going to feel something.
There's hair strands. That's what I want to know. Yeah. You got soap on your hands. You got water.
Okay.
And you clean your crack, and you're going to feel hair?
Yeah. If you have some, yes.
Yeah, you guys are really promoting this pretty hard. Next time I'm in the shower.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
I'm going to go in the shower next time and I'm going to
take your time.
I've never felt hair. Eddie, you feel hair all the time?
I think Steve just wants to soap through the crack and that's it. the bar
take
soap.
Take a mirror in the bathroom. Take a mirror.
You guys, there's a bunch of hair.
I don't mean to say a bunch, but you know, if you have hair down there.
I don't know about that, Eddie.
I don't know. I don't know where this conversation's going.
Okay, so what about like the cheeks? Can you feel that too?
I'm sure I can if I have some. Yeah, let me pull down my pants. You guys can tell me if I have some. we'll take the show X-rated.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody has to tell you that, hey, you know, you have hair, a lot of hair. I didn't know you had a hairy butt or something like that. And you're like, I do? Because I don't know. I can't feel no hair like you guys.
Well, obviously nobody's looked at your ass in decades, so.
Oh, here we go. But you guys are saying that you feel it.
Have you ever seen a plumber with the butt crack? You know if he has hair or not.
Sorry, I don't really look at that.
No, I'm sure
what
you have.
Talk about a plumber. I'm talking about myself. When they bend over,
No. If you have hair, I'm sure you'll feel it.
First of all, everybody has hair. Everybody has hair. But I don't feel it.
Sometimes the hair gets on the washcloth.
Oh, if you're man.
So you know you have hair. It's coming from somewhere.
Okay, Eddie, that's enough. I think that's. I hope you throw that washcloth in the dirty wash after you're done and don't put it back on the little soap rack.
Yeah, you throw it in the wash.
Oh, good.
Eddie throws it out the window. The neighbors deal with it.
Get a new loofah.
You should.
What? Repeat the question, Steve.
There we go.
Frozen.
Steve's searching for his butt hairs right now.
He's looking for his butt. Yeah, see if he has any hair.
He had to stop his camera for a second.
Oh, man.
Okay, he's got his pants back on.
Okay, I'm good to go.
Do you have any?
You know what? Did you find some? I don't know if I agree with you guys with this because when you say you know you can feel it, I've never felt hair like that. Like you guys, maybe you guys just have extra. Or it's really long or something. Shit. Or you really dig deep in the crack. I don't know what the hell's going on. Apparently, Eddie uses a wash rag like, you know, people use it and they go between the crotch.
Front and back. Scrub. You scrub.
Do you scrub harder?
Eddie buys one of those scrub daddies. He's the down there. Oh,
yeah. That's a rough ride right there, Eddie.
Eddie gets a scrub mommy and he goes down there and she's smiling in the beginning at the end.
It's all frowning.
Angry face.
Eddie, I don't know about that. Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't side with you guys on this one, but I'll believe you. I believe you, I guess. All right. It's time to get out of here.
Ending in style.
Yes. Well, again, I hate to be talking about hair, butt hair before we leave, but I don't know. I can't. I don't know. That's something I've never witnessed, Eddie. I think maybe you're just hairy.
Maybe.
I don't think you're supposed to, when you wash back, I don't think you're supposed to feel like a wad of hair.
We're not saying a wad of hair, okay?
We're not saying a wad of hair.
So what does it feel like? It feels like little...
Like it's like hair on your arms. It's like a little bit. Yeah.
Whatever.
Hair on your arms.
Your hands aren't getting stuck or anything. You're not grabbing onto anything.
Wow, that's I can't fall in that category right now. Okay, let's get out of here because I don't know.
It's like you have hair on your hair on your legs, hair on your.
Okay, I have hair on my legs, so when I wash my legs with soap,
you don't feel.
I don't really feel it. I'm not feeling it.
You know, it's kind of those. Your brain might have just blocked it out. You know, they say, you know, we don't feel the clothes that are like, I can't really feel this shirt unless I think about it because the brain kind of just.
So you're saying I block it out?
It might be.
But I can see the hair on my legs when I'm washing it because I look down and I'm washing my things, right? And I see the hair. I feel it because there's soap.
They say you can actually see your nose when you look, but your brain just like blocks it out. So.
Okay. Listen, though, but I'm washing.
You're washing what?
Washing it with soap, right?
Yes.
Right?
You froze up, so most of that question was gone.
Okay, I'm washing my leg. I'm looking down at it because I have hair on my legs. I'm washing it. Even though I see the hair, I see myself rubbing it. I don't feel it because, first of all, there's soap on it, and it's real slippery.
Well, I mean, it's...
I don't feel like hair. I'm rubbing my hair.
Do you feel the hair when you touch a hair in your head?
Yeah, because I have a lot of hair. I don't have this kind of hair on my legs or my ass. I don't have all this kind of hair on my crack. If I did, I would feel it. I'd be like, damn.
Then yeah, so you say you don't feel the hairs on your legs, so it's the same thing on your crack.
Yeah, but they're not like this. I don't have this kind of hair on my legs.
I'm not saying Eddie and I have those kind of hairs on our butt crack, okay? They're small, like our leg hair. Jeez, you're the one who thinks that we have like tails coming out of our assholes. the hair is so long.
All right, folks. If you come back next week, when you take a shower during the week,
you know what? Come in next week. All three of us are going to be in the shower. We're going to have those warrior cams. That's where we're going to do the show from the shower.
Shit! I'm going to start fooling around.
Don't worry, we'll have Alyssa too.
Oh man, I guess so. I've never heard anybody talk that they can feel the hairs in their back there that deep. That's
mine isn't that deep, I guess. I don't know how far you're going in.
Apparently not far enough because I don't feel anything. Eddie, you're not that kind of guy that uses the wash rag and you use a finger to stick in kind of like a little in the entrance or the exit.
No.
Okay, good. Then you really need to throw that wash rag away. All right, guys. We want to thank our guest, John Countryman, for coming on our show this morning.
I'm sure he's real proud of this.
I hope John's not listening right now because, you know. Well, apparently everybody has it. So, hey, we're not talking about something that nobody has. According to you two, everybody has long hairs in their crack.
That's not what we said.
That's not what we said.
Okay. John Countryman Music One on Instagram. Go check him out and message him about buying his new. And we'll be back next week, next Thursday, Eddie. And until then,
till then, everybody, what?
Oh, did I freeze again?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, what was I saying? Life's too short to be shy. Didn't I say that? You know what that means?
Yeah, life's too short to be shy.
Yeah, just go have fun and do whatever. As long as you don't break the law. But, you know, yeah, just Steve, go have fun.
As Steve says, you want it, you take it.
Yes. If there's somebody out there that you've been wanting, go get it.
Pepe Le Pew style. Just take
Pepe Le Pew style. You know, I don't see that cartoon anymore. They took him off, huh?
Yeah.
It's bastards. Pepe Le Pew was cool, wasn't he?
What's that other guy that?
Who?
Andale, andale. Arriba, arriba.
Speedy Gonzalez?
Speedy Gonzalez.
What did he do?
He wasn't trying to take women.
He didn't have no girlfriend, did he? Pepe Le Pew, he was the ladies' man right there. He was trying to get the ladies.
He was that one cat.
Casanova.
That's right. All right, guys, we're going to get out of here. We'll talk more Pepe Le Pew next week.
Before we get in more trouble.
All right, guys, we'll see you guys next week.
All right, we'll see you.
Stupid reality again.